This sculpture, The Guardian of Time, has a very special place in my artistic work, since my usual means of expression are photography and video. During the coronavirus pandemic, I had to put a stop to major exhibition projects in China. I had been working on them for many years, but was determined to do them. Indeed, since 2016, I have been regularly going to China to make exhibitions, notably at the Guangdong Museum of Art in Guangzhou, otherwise known as Canton. I was then invited to continue this project by the embassy in Beijing to celebrate the 700th anniversary of the bilateral relations between Switzerland and China in a series of exhibitions in Beijing, Shanghai, Chengdu, Kunming, and Hong Kong. So it was a beautiful and very inspiring project. During this time, I researched the links between our two countries and came across the amazing story of the pioneering watchmaker Edward Beauvais. In 1818, Edward Beauvais, at the age of 20, left his native village of Fleurier in Switzerland to go to China, where he quickly made a fortune by creating his own watch brand, the Beauvais brand. At that time, these watches were called timepieces. In 1830, however, Edward Beauvais, SCI, returned to Fleurier, having made his fortune. But he did not return alone. He was accompanied by his son, the young Edward George, a little boy of 4 years old with slanting eyes who was born in Macau in 1826 to a Chinese mother. Born of a Chinese mother. That's the only mention I found in the history books about this woman. That's not much, you'll agree. I investigated this mystery with the historia of the university and other watch specialists. But nobody could tell me who this woman was, except that she was his great love. Well, that was enough to make me want to go further. After a year of research, we found a record of this woman in history. Edward Beauvais' wife, who died giving birth to his son in Macau. Then no one talked about her anymore. She was forgotten by history and completely ignored. So I wanted to pay tribute to her and through her all the women that history has forgotten, to the mothers who have died in childbirth, and for those families who have experienced family members disappearing. So this story may resonate in many of us. I even gave the timekeeper a name, Lin Land, which in China means happy return. As a link between here and there, between yesterday and today, between history and fiction, she has a beautiful role to play. She has crossed space and time, and here she is, reincarnated. A monumental sculpture 5 meters high, with a suitcase in her hand, scanning the horizon to regain her place near her filiation and her personal history. His son married later. They lived in Villars-sur-Ollon, and together they had 9 children. It would be interesting to go and meet their descendants not far from here, and here in Vouillon. I like very much how the Guardian of Time is integrated into the landscape at the edge of the hill. It dialogues with the other sculptures, the characters, the animals, the elements, the wind, the foliage, the clouds. They are initiated, a dialogue both gentle and mysterious, whispers of words with others, as if she holds in her large suitcase words that come from afar. Words that have travelled the world and that heal.